Remember those annoying plugins you have to install for various messengers, video apps out there? Well, Microsoft says no more plugins. Skype for Web is now available. No download, no plugin required. And the app is built on top of Microsoft Edge browser that allows for a real-time voice, video, and group video calling. The new app takes advantage of the new ORTC Media Engine, which is part of the Edge browser platform. But this is only the beginning. Of Skype bringing to the masses without downloads and plugins. Skype team has committed to bring both Skype for Web to Chrome and Firefox as soon as most of those browsers support the latest H.264 video codecs. The roadmap also includes the ability to enable developers around the world to build their own experiences and the ability to talk to Skype users and other WebRTC compatible communication devices as start going forward.
Well, Apple gets smacked with a $450 million ebook price fixing fine. The only folks happy with this decision is Amazon, and the ramifications are spreading throughout the publishing industry. The gist is the Supreme Court found Apple guilty of conspiring with five publishers in a price-fixing scheme. While I applaud the decision, I'm also waiting for the other shoes to drop, like Barnes & Noble shuttering their European ebook business and curtailing their American app and video stores. What this really means is less choices and one more step to what may become a de facto monopoly in book distribution.
Do you think you should know when your government is snooping around in your digital data? Well, if so, Microsoft is on your side. Yesterday, Microsoft sued the U.S. government to compel the reversal of a law that allows judges to gag tech companies when law enforcement agencies access digital user data. The lawsuit, filed in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington, claims that the gag order, made under the Electronics Communications Privacy Act, violates both the First and Fourth Amendments, limiting a company's freedom of speech and a user's due process protections. The lawsuit was prompted by more than 2,500 secrecy orders that Microsoft has received in the last 18 months, most of them with no end date to the gag order. In a nod to practicality, Microsoft has agreed that some cases require secrecy during an active investigation, but Redmond wants the authority clearly defined and limited. With Microsoft making an ever stronger push to move customer data into the cloud, and with some of their newest offerings, like Azure Deutschland, designed specifically to protect customers from government overreach, this is likely a long fight rather than a quick win either way.